My first time going to England when I was secondary 3. It was summer and I met many foreigners and from different countries in the summer school in the UK. We chatted a lot and the teacher was so passionate in teaching. It was like every day I was speaking in English, so I got a very big improvement after that.
Well, that's really great. So what did you enjoy most in learning English there?
I guess it's chatting with my friends, because I seldom have this opportunity in Hong Kong, because even though I was studying in English secondary school, but most of the time we just speak in Cantonese and we just avoid speaking English. But when the time I was in the UK, I was forced to speak English and I knew many different cultures through chatting with them.
That's great. So other than chatting with people there, like, did any of your English teachers give you advice on learning English?
I guess it's through different activities, because we have some classes like making desserts and some sports and mixing crafts, something like that. They teach English through that activity.
Oh, so that's really great, and I think it's more interactive when you engage in different activities to learn English. So let's move on to the next questions. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
I guess it's the Time magazine when I was in the BSc period. I read Time magazine because I would like to expose to more world issues. So I read almost every day during the time on the transportation.
Oh, you're really diligent in reading Time magazine. So what do you like about Time magazine?
I like the psychology articles. Like they were analyzing how can you learn more efficient through several ways, something like that.
That's great, and I also noticed in the section of your hobbies, you said you like traveling. So, has traveling influenced or encouraged you in exposing yourself to learning English or being better at it?
Yeah, definitely. Because when I travel, I usually live in hostels for saving money, and I would meet many people from different countries. And I was forced to use English to chat with them, and that was really a great experience.